from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting demonstrations on behalf of the slain in the United States last night. Demonstrations of peace across the country in tribute to those who've died by gunfire in the last week. Many chanted Black Lives Matter, but all condemned the killing of the five white policemen. These folks protested in Atlanta, Georgia.
My prayers goes out to everybody that lost someone in Dallas, especially the police force and everything like that. But violence is not the way to stop it. That ain't going to do never to intensify and put fuel on the fire. And the way that I feel like our people here in Atlanta, we believe that. We believe that it's not going to be nonviolent. So we here to protest nonviolently and to show our voices without showing our guns.
It's time for us to stand up for each other. And me personally, I'm not someone who's at risk right now. So I don't think it's enough for white people to say they're afraid and sad and just not actually do anything and stand up when our fellow humans are actually experiencing threats to their life and are in actual danger. So I think it's time that we do what we say we'll do and actually be willing to stand up for each other.
The slain suspect in a deadly attack on police officers in Dallas, Texas, was a U.S. Army Reserve veteran who served in Afghanistan. Law enforcement officials identified the suspect as Micah Xavier Johnson of Mesquite. Now, that's a suburb of Dallas, Texas. He was killed following a standoff with police early Friday. Five police officers were killed and seven other officers wounded in the ambush, which occurred during a protest against the killings of African-American men. Two civilians were also wounded. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
Americans across our country are feeling a sense of helplessness, of uncertainty, and of fear. Now, these feelings are understandable and they are justified, but the answer must not be violence.
This is VOA News. An armed man who was marching peacefully with anti-violence demonstrators in Dallas on Thursday received death threats and other harassment after the Dallas Police Department posted his picture on Twitter and falsely identified him as a suspect in the shooting of those five officers. Without giving any additional information, the DPD posted a picture of Hughes wearing a camouflage shirt and carrying a rifle on its official Twitter account with the caption, "This is one of our suspects. Please help us find him," making Hughes, for a brief time, one of the most wanted men in America. It is legal in Texas to openly carry a rifle so long as you have the proper authorization. Hughes, an avid supporter of the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution's right to bear arms, was doing just that, having no idea that his face was plastered on television and computer screens across the country. The killings of the five police officers in Dallas is prompting President Obama to cut his trip short to Europe by one day. White House spokesman Josh Earnest, in a statement issued early Saturday, said the president has accepted an invitation from Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings to travel to Texas early next week. The decision did not change the U.S. leader's plans at the NATO summit that was concluding in Warsaw on Saturday after member states agreed on new efforts to deter Russia from threatening member states on the alliance. Eastern flank. Afghanistan was also on the agenda. This is NATO General Secretary Jens Stoltenberg.
But Afghanistan still faces serious instability and violence. So our continued political, military, and financial engagement is of great importance. That is why we took three decisions today. First, we agreed to sustain our rescue support mission beyond 2016 through a flexible regional model. And I thanked President Obama for his significant decision on troop levels.
President Obama on Friday announced the U.S. will send 1,000 troops to Poland as part of what officials said is a modest force whose purpose will be to deter Russian aggression. North Korea has test-fired a ballistic missile from a submarine, but the missile apparently failed after launch. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says the missile's engine ignited but exploded about 10 kilometers into the air. Yonhap said the missile traveled just a few kilometers across the water. A similar test in April also failed. The news agency says Pyongyang fired the missile from a 2,000-ton submarine late Saturday morning from North Korea's east coast near the city of Sinpo. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.